The only other ones I ever had were in New Orleans, and they were little square things, but they were hard rather than being real soft like the ones we have here. I don't know of another shape for a donut except the donut holes.
And the French market donuts.
Yeah.
And, well, is anything like, you know, if you ever hear of, like, just taking a lump of that dough and just dropping that in, and making, without making hole in it, just cooking like that?
Well, no, I do not. The only time is where you've cut the holes out, you know, and dropped those in. Now, those are donut holes, but I don't know about just having a lump of batter.
Well, is it anything that drop, you know, that you fry and deep fry with three little strips across it?
Three strips across it? No, it sounds like a hot cross bun to me. I don't know.
Well, if you went to the store, you know, to buy flour, you'd buy two, what's a flour?
What a 2 pounds. A 2 pound box or bag.
And if you wanted to make bread and you didn't want to use baking powder or soda, you could, you know, buy a little packet of dry activated
yeast.
What are the parts of an egg?
The yolk and the white.
You ever hear the yolk called anything else?
Just yellow.
And what about, you ever, like, crack eggs and let them fall into hot water and cook them that way?
Yes.
What do you make that way?
That, you mean, what is it called? Poaching or coddling?
Oh, that's the same thing. How do you do that?
Well, you have the water boiling in the pan or skillet. It doesn't have to be real deep. And you crack the spoon. Now, you're talking about a cracked egg, right? And you put it in a big spoon and just ease it. Or I have to do it in a spoon. Some people can just drop it in there. But I have to ease it in with a spoon. And it kind of sinks. And it's a soft-cooked egg that way. The yellow, well, if you leave it in there long enough, the yellow will get hard. But it's better when the yellow's running.
Well, do you grow turnips?
I never have.
Do you eat them?
Yes.
What do you call this, the top part that you cut and you eat?
The greens.
Well, do you ever have any, like, make greens and put a little meat in them when you're cooking?
Bacon.
What kind of bacon? Is that the salt or
sugar? Oh, well, salt bacon. Yeah, but I don't always have salt bacon, and I use just regular bacon if I don't have salt pork, but that's better. Or boiling bacon, it's sometimes called.
What is it like? Does it have any lean in it?
A little, but very little. It's mostly fat.
What if it had no lean at all? What would you call it?
Fat.
Well, if it had a good bit of lean, you know, you'd call it what?
A good bit of lean. Well, you don't mean bacon, or do you? I don't know.
If you call it bacon.
That's what I would call it.
Well, you know, the side, the kind of meat that, like, you know, that you buy thin, sliced, eat with eggs, you know, just already in that, you call it that.
Bacon.
And then, if you, what do you call it, the part of the hog between the shoulder and the ham, you know?
The between the shoulder and the ham. I don't know.
Would you call it, ever hear it called, like, the, just as,
a side of bacon, I'm sorry, side of bacon, sure.
And, you know, if you buy bacon not sliced up, you know, there's something you have to cut it off.
The rind.
And you know, you said you buy bacon sliced. What if you buy it and it's not sliced? You have to slice it thin or yourself. You call that what?
Slab bacon.
And if you have a cow and you want to put it in your freezer or something, you take it to who?
A butcher.
And if you had some hamburger meat out on the counter and you forgot about it, you come back and say, well, this meat is